thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We thank you for tuning into Tomorrow during our 27th year on the air. This for the weekend of Friday, March 18th, 2022. As the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
As the announcer dude didn't say, I'm Chris Graveline.
It was because we didn't pay him enough, I guess, also add your name. Yeah. But hey, what the heck? Until your name gets on the logo, which you say you don't ever want, then you won't get the intro like that.
Well, my last name's on the logo.
Yeah, well, that counts. Yeah. Some tech news and commentary, then Joe in Pennsylvania standing by, and others with calls. We encourage you to call in, and there's so many ways. Chris is about to tell you how you can join us so easily. So there's no reason why anytime at your leisure you can't call in with a question, a comment, help for other listeners, some tech rage, share your favorite apps these days and why, that kind of stuff. And make the show. You make the show by joining us on the program. Tell us how you feel about certain elements or items involving tech, because we want to know. So how does one participate?
Well, you could...
I'm thinking of four easy ways right off the top of my head.
Okay. One, you could call the Ask Dave hotline at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Can you do it a little less speedy in case somebody's maybe writing it down or putting it in their phone?
800-899-INTO.
Yeah. 4686. All right. Got that one.
You could use the Into Tomorrow app. There's a Message to Studio button.
Okay, so download the app. It's good on any of your devices.
Yeah.
Tablets, phones,
as long
whatever.
As you don't have one of those old Palm OS devices, it won't work on that.
Okay, it won't work on that. But your current devices, it'll work on. Gotcha.
You could hit the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com.
Okay, so on any browser, on any device with a browser and a microphone.
Yeah.
All right, so that's easy. And it's on your right-hand side or lower right, depending on what you're using. So your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your phone. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Or you can send us a singing telegram.
No, that's not the fourth way. No. You could do that, and it'd be fun to air.
Yeah.
But make sure it's not rap or something that's hard for people to understand. What would be the fourth way?
Yeah.
You forget? You can send us a text to
I do forget.
You
that.
Do forget. Text our 800 number. And when you do, first name, city, and how you hear us. Okay? First name, city, how you hear us. Text it to 800-899-4686, because with Text Me Anywhere, we'll get your question or comment or help for another listener or whatever that way. But we'd much rather hear you.
Yeah.
So sending us an email or a text, because there's really five easy ways to join us on the show, including email. But we try to get to the emails as often as we can, but we want to hear you. That's the key. It is radio, after all.
Yeah.
So do participate, won't you?
I will.
All right. T-Mobile intends to triple the square mileage covered by its ultra-capacity mid-band 5G network this year. President of Technology Neville Ray said. He further stated that we did three times last year, and we have to do three times again to get to that 260 million people covered, which the company has promised for the end of 2022. The massive expansion in terms of square mileage will serve the 40% of the U.S., that is small markets and rural areas, he added. But it's a big lift with a lot of big cell sites to be added.
Hmm.
So we wish them well.
Yeah. And you know what they say, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Facebook has just launched on TikTok. Following the footsteps of Instagram, who also joined TikTok.
Oh, great.
In other words, Meta's companies are really making a home for themselves on a competitor's platform. The @Facebook account on TikTok is verified, sitting at 19.5 thousand followers and counting, but zero posts so far. Their bio simply reads, quote, "We believe people can do more together than alone," accompanied by a link to the Facebook app on the Google Play Store.
Oh, God. I'm surprised that TikTok, being Chinese-owned, is letting them. Or maybe by the time word like this gets out, they're going to go, oh, no.
Yeah, well, they need to be on all these other platforms so that they can make announcements when their platform goes down.
Right.
That's how they all, you're always hearing, you know, oh, Twitter posted or Facebook posted on Twitter that they were out again.
That's true. And it happens so frequently, they need to get the word out by other means.
Yeah.
Joe in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, listens online, and we love you for using the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Dave and Chris. I'll bet I'm the only person that listens to your program that doesn't have a cell phone.
What?
I'm finally going to cave in and get one only because I have a chance to get a free one through Temple University. They are offering a program now for free cell phones and phone equipment for blind people with limited income who qualify.
Ah.
The phone I'm getting is the Apple 11 SE. Why should I pay $70 for Verizon contract when I could get a contract for as little as $10 or $20 for phone service? Also, where could I get a case for the phone that would not block the speaker or microphone, and also wireless earbuds with a microphone?
Wow. Well, there's a bunch of questions we're going to try to get to, Joe. There are two main reasons to pay Verizon those $70. Number one, if you want to finance the phone through them, Verizon is not losing money on that phone. They're just letting you pay it off over time. Or two, you want better service than you'd get from a reseller like Mint Mobile, US Mobile, Telo, Consumer Cellular, and others. Those resellers will usually charge a lot less than the companies that actually own the towers and have licenses over the spectrum, but you'll get very low priority on their network and are far more likely to have very slow data speeds or not even any roaming capabilities, possibly.
Yeah, the other obvious downside is that you'll need to pay for a phone, and it will likely be a worse phone than you'll get from Verizon. But that might not matter much if you'll save the cost of a phone over a year or less.
Yeah, now, also a concern about the iPhone 11 and SE. They're two different phones, right?
Yeah, so there might be some confusion there. But, you know, again, you know, and this whole paying the phone off isn't going to matter if you're able to get this free phone from Temple University anyway.
Yeah, a good point. Now, as far as your case question, most cases won't block the speaker or microphone. Otherwise, of course, no one would buy and use them. But if you want to be 100% sure, you can go with major and well-known manufacturers like Spec, LifeProof, OtterBox, or Apple's own cases. Catalyst is another major player. The likes of LifeProof and OtterBox will definitely be bulkier and more likely to bury the microphone and speaker, but they will still work normally. Now, if you use your iPhone on speaker, the earpiece will also act as a loudspeaker. By the way, and there's a front-facing microphone as well as the microphone at the bottom.
Now, in terms of wireless earbuds, we can't think of any modern set of wireless earbuds that doesn't include a microphone, even the generic ones that sell for very little money on sites like Amazon. But the quality of those microphones, and especially the noise cancellation, will vary greatly, though. For example, AirPods and even Beats earbuds are very popular in Zoom meetings because the noise cancellation is quite good for something that sits so far away from your mouth. The same is true for Samsung's earbuds, which are less popular, but still roughly around the same price range. The problem is that that price range is high. You'll be looking at anywhere from $100 to a few hundred dollars, depending on the model.
Yeah, very true. Now, Jabra's 85Ts that we've given away are also quite good, but also about $200. Now, if that's too much and you expect to mainly use them in quieter settings, you can look at far less expensive generic earbuds on Amazon. For example, you'll find roughly the same earbuds sold under names like Trega and Tozo that will sell for as little as $20 and are generally okay. They're not great. They're more prone to interference, and the microphone lacks the great noise cancellation that other earbuds boast. But generally speaking, they'll do the job, and of course, for very little money.
Now, a reason to maybe consider something more expensive like the basic AirPods is that they'll offer full and reliable Siri integration, which paired with the good noise cancellation might be something worth paying for, especially if you're fully blind and want to be able to use your phone through Siri commands in noisier environments. Other earbuds will offer that as well, but unless you pay for good ones, it might be a little frustrating to try to use that feature in noisy environments out in the real world.
Yeah, true. And Joe, keep in mind, Android phones can do the same things that we talked about here as iPhones, so you might want to look at that. And I hope we addressed your questions for you. If you need more info, let us know. All of our show notes are at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for this weekend, March 18th, and there's your call and our answer.